What is going on, everyone? Casey here, Virginia Game Day, checking in with another episode of the podcast. This is an absolute instant reaction. The Virginia-Boston College game just ended with the Hoos getting a 72-68 win to stop the bleeding and put them in much better position for the NCAA tournament. 72-68, they stopped their, you know, really big offensive drought, putting up a 72 burger on the Eagles, who were impressive, to be honest with you. You know, Boston College gets a lot of shit, and everyone, like, you know, some fans who might not watch a ton of college basketball are like, oh, Boston College, they should roll Boston College every time they play them. Yes, you know, Boston College shouldn't give me heart palpitations while watching it like this game did, but they were, they do have some really good pieces. Quentin Post, their big guy, is a monster, and he makes all his free throws and he gets a lot of calls, but he's effective. They can go to him. And every time the ball went to him, I was like, oh shit, we're in trouble. They got some veteran guards. They have a good team, but Virginia was able to come out on top tonight. 72-68. They were leading by four at the end of the first half and ended up winning by four after scoring 45 and allowing 45 in the second half. The Hoos went with a different starting five than usual. I think some, I had mentioned, you know, some of Rhodey's minutes going to Gertrude. That didn't happen. Rhodey's minutes went to Groves, and it worked out great. Groves came off the bench tonight, although he did close the game and had some decent plays here and there. But Groves started and was the lift that the Hoos needed. You know, we've talked a lot about the complementary pieces, the third, fourth, fifth options doing what they got to do. And tonight that happened with Groves having a huge second half for the Hoos and scoring 13 points. A lot of people on Twitter were upset with about Gertrude not playing. I totally get it. While he had a kind of a breakout game against UNC, I understand why Tony doesn't go to a first year like that on the road in a tough environment. It's like if you have people coming over for dinner and it's a big, you know, dinner party, you go with the recipes that you've been cooking for a long time and you know that people will enjoy. You don't try this new recipe that's could be really fun, but you don't know if you can make it or if the people are going to enjoy it. So I get it. This was kind of a must-win game, and you don't totally know. He's a first year. He hasn't been in these situations on the road, etc. I think him getting that opportunity at home last time was great because he has his home, the home fans behind his back. Yeah. So I do understand the Gertrude discourse, but I also understand Tony's decision to go with kind of what he knows. Yeah. So that was a tough game. There was a lot of weird things happened in it. There was the ref getting knocked down by, Vandross, our assistant coach. That was interesting. I thought for a second they were going to give us some kind of like penalty, like a foul or a flagrant foul, and I was going to lose my shit, but that didn't happen. And then there was also the earlier in the game, one of BC's players ran into his own dude and got knocked on, like, senseless. And you saw on the sideline, Ethan Saliba, our doctor, go up and help him. Just a class act. And he ended up coming back, but it was an interesting, kind of unique thing that you don't see every game. And then they also had a red panda at halftime. I remember having red panda at UVA once upon a time. Would love to see her back every now and again. One of these days, she's electric. People go crazy for the unicycle, flipping the plates up on top of her head, all that good stuff. Virginia improves to 21-8. I saw a stat after the game. It was Virginia's third straight season with 21 plus wins and 12th overall under Tony Bennett. So clap it up for CTB. I'm not sure what it's going to do to our KenPom ranking, but sooner or later that'll update. You know, the game literally just ended a few minutes ago, but I mean, Virginia, for all the big losses that we've had and stuff, we still are getting, I think we're getting boned by KenPom. We're 67th right now. That's before this win, and you got like a 15 win Texas A&M team that we beat ahead of them by about 10 spots. Virginia Tech, 15 wins ahead of us. 14 win Xavier, who's barely over 500. Yeah. I know it's all about the numbers with KenPom, but just like seeing these rankings and all that gets under my skin a little bit. But KenPom does like road wins, and we were projected to lose this game by KenPom. He had it 64-62 Boston College. So winning by four should, maybe bump us up. I bet it would bump us up five spots. We'll see probably by the end of the podcast how much it really did help us. But, Joe Lunardi had mentioned that if we lost tonight, we'd be out of the field because we were right on that. Like, we're in the last four in line these days. So great that we are not, off that line and into the first four out by losing. So we won and escaped that fate. And hopefully we get off that last four in line with a nice road win against a team in Boston College that has pretty decent analytics for, the ACC being quote unquote down. They're 88th in KenPom, and their net, I believe, is other net is 88 as well. One other thing to note while we're on that kind of subject, Virginia no longer has any quad three losses because Notre Dame went and beat Wake Forest yesterday. It'll be 2 days by the time y'all are hearing this. And that put them into number 132 in the net. And that takes them from a quad three loss to a quad two loss for the Hoos. So overall, they're 14-0 in quad three and four. So when the people look at the team sheet at the end of the season and they're trying to decide, that definitely will be a good note for the Hoos that we don't have any quote unquote bad losses. All right, let's get to some of these stats and some of the things that happened in this game. It was a great win for the Hoos and a great win for the Hoos and a hard-fought battle that all the fans out there know because they went through it too. I was on Twitter a bunch of times and I'm like, man, we're all suffering together. And my wife was sleeping because she's sick, and I'm like freaking out, suffering in silence. And finally I woke her up with like 5 minutes left. I'm like, yo, it's getting crazy here. We gotta finish this out. All right. Starting lineup, like I mentioned, was changed with Groves inserted for Rhodey. I don't have the minutes for the players yet because all I have is the ESPN box score right now. They haven't posted the official one on virginiasports.com, Virginia's website, or KenPom's yet. But we'll go from that. Jordan Miner, back in his hometown. He had some trouble finishing today. That's one thing I'll note from Jordan Miner. He had some caught some great looks from Reese, but wasn't able to finish. Again, a hat tip to Post in the post from BC. Had a bunch of blocks, it seemed, on Miner. But Miner finished with 4 points, 1 of 6 from the field, 5 boards, 1 assist. Not a huge game, but just being back in your hometown, playing in a big ACC game that, kind of the season's on the line right now. That's something to be proud of. And Andrew, anyone that came to watch Jordan Miner tonight, he's been a huge part of Virginia's season this year. And he is a vital piece of this squad. Jake Groves, 5 of 11 from the field, including 3 three-pointers, 3 of 6. He finished with 13 points, 4 boards, a nice game from Groves. And it's kind of as simple as that, right? Like when it boiled down to it, Isaac and Reese most times are going to get theirs. So you got to have the Groves or the Jordan Miners or Dunns or Buchanans or somebody else has to step up. Tonight, we kind of spread the scoring around a little bit on the bench and from Dunn and Miner, but Groves really stepped up with some big shots. Ryan Dunn had a few, wasn't a Dave Hopla shooting display by any means, but Ryan Dunn had a good game, a ton of rebounds, a career high, I think it was for him, 13 boards, had a big block, finished with 8 points, missed both 3-pointers he took, both air balls, but I know at least one of them fell to into I think Jake Groves' hands, and it was like a basically like a pass. Was 2 for 4 from the line. our free throw shooting was better tonight, but we still down the stretch missed some big free throws. You know, I'm never gonna let up on this. It's been a crazy free throw year for the Hoos, but you know, thank God IMAC came through and hit those two real late. IMAC hit the two free throws when we're up by two to make it four, and that kind of made me feel comfy a little bit. And then Boston College had 25 seconds left, down four, and then they took way too much time, which was nice. And then that dude from BC with the headband is just, he lost control of the ball on a great defensive play from Ryan Dunn. He had his man in the corner, but he snuck in and poked it away. Just a finger on it, and it disrupted his drive. And then the ball's like on the ground, and him and Rhodey are going for it, and the time is just ticking off the clock. I'm like, all right, this is all right. And then they got a bad shot after that. Game over. So yeah, Isaac, I'm happy he was the one who was shooting the free throws late because he came up clutch. Isaac, 14 points, had those two back-to-back threes when the game was feeling a little bit questionable. We were down three, 51-48, the 8-minute TV timeout, bang, bang, Isaac three, puts us up three. And then right after that, your boy Jake Groves hit one. So it was a 9-0 run, three threes in a row. And when this team shoots and when the threes go down, the defense picks up. If you remember, immediately after that, we had some great defensive stops where, you know, Isaac kind of just was the benefit of some really good defense by Rhodey and I think Buchanan, where he got that pick steal. The dude from BC threw it across the court. Isaac picked it off and was going the other way. So when the shots go down and when our offense is, especially threes, it first of all demoralizes the other team, and then our defense picks up. So this team can do good things if the threes are going down. We haven't seen that in a while, right? We saw it tonight. When the threes were going down at the end, everything got a little easier. The defense got better. Our leads were getting bigger. Everyone's playing better. And we just need to hit shots. That should go without saying, but got to hit shots. You know, going into the game, we were 293rd overall in two-point shooting. 293rd in the country in two-point shooting. So you got to make shots. All right, the numbers are in. Let's see. KenPom was updated. We jumped up three spots, I believe. What, 64? Yep, three spots. All right, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I got the minutes here because KenPom, his box score has minutes on it. All right. So Isaac, 14 points, four boards, those huge threes, two steals. Reese, the leading scorer, had 8 points from the free throw line, eight assists, some big rebounds, a block in 32 minutes, 18 points. Reese played like a stud tonight. He had that one big bucket against Post where he hit him with the spin move. I'm trying to remember when exactly that was. It was 64-60 us. Post just made two free throws. Reese goes down, hits him with the spin move, layup, gets it back to six, feeling good. And then that fucking Donald Hand Jr., son of former UVA player Donald Hand, hit a cold-blooded three. And I was like, oh my God, bro. You're kidding me. But hey, we ended up winning. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to freak out. So that rounds it out for the starters. To catch you up on the guys who I didn't have before, Jordan played 21 minutes. Ryan Dunn played 28 minutes. Groves played 30 minutes. Reese played 32 minutes. And IMAC played 34 minutes. The bench, the high man in terms of minutes off the bench was Andrew Rhodey, who hit a big three himself. Shouts to him. I'm not going to say I am against him coming off the bench. He played some crunch time minutes, hit a big three, did his thing. He's got it in him. It's just about getting built back up to play with the confidence. He had 5 points total, one assist, one rebound. Before this game, I had looked up every player in the ACC that had played 25 minutes or more, and Andrew Roddy's 4.5 points were the lowest of any ACC player that was playing 25 minutes or more. There was 60 of them. But hey, 5 points in 19 minutes off the bench, a little bit different. And hopefully those one of threes start turning into two of threes from three-point range. Blake Buchanan, 18 minutes, some really strong defense on post at times. You know, post is going to get his regardless, but there were times where we were able to stop him. So if you can get him once in a while, block a shot, play great defense, deny him the ball, that's something. Buchanan finished with 5 points, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 2 blocks, fouled out. Might be the first time he fouled out. Nope, he fouled out against West Virginia as well. Dante Harris, 10 good minutes. Also picked up, he had hit a bunch of fouls as well. Made the only 2-point bucket he had. Then he had that like last second shot clock winding down three. But, you know, good solid 10 minutes from Dante. And then Tane also 7 decent minutes. He hit the 1-3 that was like quick on the trigger. Love Tane's confidence. He's not thinking twice. When he's open, he's shooting. 1 of 2 from three. Had a rebound. Had an assist. Good game overall. 72-68. Dub for the Hoos. 21-8. Next up are the mighty Blue Devils. You know, 8th in KenPom. Projected to lose by 11 via KenPom. But, you know, we know that Virginia's offense has issues. They were on display tonight for a long part of the game, maybe the first 30 minutes. But when the shots start going down, everything gets better. Spreads it out, opens it up for Reese. Defense picks up. Everyone, you know, you get in the zone. Everyone gets in the zone. So hopefully we can keep that going. We're due to have some continue to hit shots, have a breakthrough on offense. Because, like, IMAX is a great shooter. Jay Grove is a great shooter. Virginia at Duke is 6 o'clock on ESPN, primetime ESPN spot. I would love for Virginia to come away with a upset here. Last year, Duke came to us and we won in overtime. The year before that, we had that 3 at the buzzer by Reese on the road. That was the NIT year, but we still had that huge win, and that kind of like gave us a little bit of NCAA tournament hope near the end of the season, because we just beat Miami, then we beat Duke, and it was like, all right, you know, we're getting somewhere, and had that Florida State buzzer beater three-quarter court shot that was like the knife in the back. Remember that? That was crazy. But yeah, that Cameron Indoor, it's always an event. Going to be super fun. Hopefully we can pull off the upset. And then after that, we'll have the weekdays off, and they'll be back in action with the home finale against Georgia Tech on the 9th. So yeah, great win for these guys. The baseball team is doing the damn thing as well. 8-0, they whooped up on VMI today. Aiden Teal, you know, one of the top saves guys in the country right now, and is also hit a home run in his first at bat. Jacob Ferentz had 5 hits tonight. Colin McKay has continued to pitch well. I think they're going to move up in the rankings. They're 8-0. They're playing very dominant baseball, and this team is for real. Haven't got out to the dish yet. Haven't got out there, but as soon as this weather gets nice consistently, you'll find me out there. Consistent. Softball team's won 6 in a row too, I think. Women's basketball team out here upsetting people. Lacrosse doing their thing. So good time to be a UVA sports fan. Big things are happening. And yeah, a big win for the Hoos tonight at Boston College. Thank you all for checking us out at Virginia Game Day on Instagram, Virginia Game Day Podcast, all the major platforms. Leave us a review, subscribe, rating, all that good stuff. It helps us out. We appreciate it. Thank you for checking us out, and go Hoos. Thank you.